I know of one car that's got over 600 horsepower. I know of a car that's got over 700 horsepower. And most of you have one that's got about 160. If that means anything to you. Let's move into the Word of the Lord tonight. And I cannot thank Him enough for His diligent care. Overlooking at the highway in front of us, looking at surrounding and opposing forces, and meeting needs. He said, I know what you have need of even before you ask. That's one of the greatest comforts any of us could ever have. You may not even know you need what God feeds, but you will have the strength when the need arises if you eat. Receiving the word is eating. And so tonight we move into this lesson. How many of you do know a few things? How many of you, no matter what I ask you, you're not going to respond? Let me get that out of my system first, because I'm not used to that. We do know a few things. And I refuse to let the devil mess up what we do know with what we don't know. But you would be surprised how many people are still sitting on the side of the highway spiritually because they don't understand what New York looks like. And they're not even close to the suburbs. It is not going to happen until you get there. So, let's talk about what we do know. We know that the Bible offers a greater life beyond the grave. If you know that, say amen. We know that the man Christ Jesus lived, died, and rose again. We know that there is good and evil in the world. I don't know if y'all know it. We all fight the same devil and we all need each other. It feels good to hear everybody's voice. We know that there is good and evil in the world. We know that humans produce the good and the evil by spirits. We know that the good can become bad and the bad can become good. Come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Is that a bad idea? Do not allow the liar to lie to you. Watch this lesson and see. The protector is in place. The protection is in place. Why would we have to wait until the snare of the fowler puts a hook around our kids' feet, until we have to drag them with a block and chain or a tow truck out of some misery or mess? Ladies and gentlemen, it only makes good sense to quit listening to the voice of the world and listen to the voice of the one who made it. Let's see. In the beginning, sounds like my car sometimes not hitting on every cylinder. In the beginning, God created. Hebrews 11, he says, now faith, somebody say faith, would you? Is the substance of things hoped for. Now, can you see my faith? You can. I wouldn't have if I didn't have faith. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. But I understand what you meant, that you can't see the substance itself. But there is in every one of us a deposit. The Bible said God has given to every man a measure of faith. By it, somebody say the invisible faith the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, the invisible, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That is key to walking in victory. Because the invisible world is what produces the visible. In that book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, you see many of those people never reached what they were trying to reach. But because they, in faith, got as far as they did, when their journey was ended, they received the end of their faith, the Bible said. Now, that's big stuff, folks. That's not kindergarten type stuff. That's major power stuff. So it has to be clear in our minds. You're not going to see the victory until your faith activates and it will produce the victory. Sarah was pretty aged, and she waited a few years, but she had the victory because she kept the faith. Our problem in America is we've seen too much TV advertisement, and we think if you've got faith that you can say to this mountain, be moved, and it's just going to do it all on its own immediately. Mountains are moved year after year where highways can go through. Men with faith purchase big dollar vehicles and they start moving mountains. But they believe they can do that. They believe they can clear out the forest, and they do it. And so without works, there is no faith. You believe in God, somebody say the invisible. Believe also in me, Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. The only way to know someone believes in God, has faith in God, is to watch them obey God. He said, you have not because you have little faith. O ye of little faith. Americans are used to seeing things on a showroom floor. Some of your parents ordered things out of the catalogs. They didn't get to see them, but they believed the picture. And many of them were disappointed. Because men love to deceive, and they did a great job of deceiving. But I want to tell you, we know that God created the heaven and the earth. If it had not been so, let me just tell you, if man had done it, we'd already have a new one. There would already be a new heaven and a new earth. But man can't create heavens and earth. They can't even be a good custodian of the good earth that we've been given. They can hardly maintain their body, their sanity. We know that. Though he slay me, Job said, yet will I trust him. I'll show you, James said, my faith by my works. It is the faith that drives the heavy march of men into prayer rooms, the heavy march of men into worshiping God when no one else is worshiping God. It is faith that says, God, I know you're watching, and I want you to know that I don't mind anybody else looking on. You're my source. You are my energy. People with little faith do little worship. People with little faith do little sincere interrogating of the word. People with little faith don't typically pray and travail in the Holy Ghost much, because when you have faith, you know what the book says. When Zion travails, sons and daughters are coming out of there. They're going to come out of the corners. They're going to come out of the back streets. They're going to come out of drugs. They're going to come out of prisons. When Zion travails, why don't we pray right now? Let's just practice a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, God, I want to exercise my faith here with the pastor tonight. I want to exercise my faith a little bit here tonight. God, I got some friends. I got some loved ones. They're in a mess. They're discouraged. They're disheartened. They don't think there's much hope. God, I travail in the Holy Ghost for them. Faith does that because that's the word of the Lord. And, of course, God opportunes us with that. Faith without works, not going to produce anything. I can tell you a prayerless church will never produce new people. I can tell you that a praying church will have people running up and down the streets talking about it. People that are in love with God, their faith is in God, they're not going to be talking about junk. They're going to be talking about where their faith is. My faith is not in catching the most fish. I'm fine with doing some good fishing. I like fishing, but that's not what I'm going to spend my time talking about. I've got a faith that God is about to loose a revival among all the heathenistic people. He is about to loose a revival in every religious system. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to talk about Jesus to everybody I can. I'm not waiting till somebody else does it. I've been waiting too long for everybody else to get it done. They're not going to do it, but somebody's going to do it. This Wednesday night Bible study, we are working on the idea, I know. I wish somebody would say, I know I am important. I know I am valuable. I am sick and tired of the devil making you feel overly important and underly valuable. I want you to know your wife would be in a mess without you men. I don't care what the devil tells you about. She don't care, and she could make it better without you. And you women, let me tell you something. Let's hear it. Bible said faith comes by hearing. Let me tell you something. That man would be a slobbering, pitiful mess if you weren't in his life. We need each other. I need you. You need me. You are valuable to every service. You are valuable to every day. You are valuable on every job. You are valuable in the grocery store. I'm telling you, there's nobody quite like you. I wish you'd just look at somebody and smile. Don't get carried away. Just smile. You are greater in your realm of life than anyone. I can tell you, very few of you men could be a very good husband to my wife. You are greater in your realm of life than anyone. You are so valuable. You are greater on your job than anyone else. Because you have a position that is unique to your character, to your education, and to your resolve. I am here to tell you tonight, we've got to know something about ourselves. I'm not only important, I am valuable. I am valuable. I wish you'd tell yourself, I'm valuable. I'm not about to kill myself. I'm not going to let anybody else kill me, but I'm valuable. It's the work of the enemy of God to make you feel or think less of yourself. I am here tonight with a distinct purpose, and that is to build a faith in the economy, first of all of your mind, your heart, and yourself. I am here to upgrade the economy of spirits flowing through you. I'm not letting the world put stuff in me and degrade my value. I'm not letting the world lead me aside to some mess and devalue God's product here. I'm not letting this life dictate to me what road I walk on. I've got a steering wheel of my own. I got a faith of my own. I've got an education of my own. I am more valuable to me than I am to anybody. I wish you would understand one thing, and you are valuable to yourself. What you do with your life has all in the world to do with what goes on in your forever land. You are the work of God. I wish you'd tell your neighbor, I'm the work of God. The book says it this way: you are His workmanship. He created you unique. Quit acting like your nose is not perfect. Mine fits my face. Could you imagine me with nothing but a little bump up there? I am here to tell somebody, God uniquely designed you. He made you so you didn't have to look like some of those idiots running around. People know who you are because of what you look like. They know who you are because of how you act. They know who you are by where you go to a church and get your message and your ministry. They know who you are by how you behave on your job. You are valuable. I'm here to keep the thief from stealing the future you were born for. That's right. You can say thank you next year. Ministry is about surfacing in you, bringing the real you to the forefront. I don't want people having to look at skin and bones. I want to see some spirit. Hey, you're not taking my kids out, devil, you little hypocrite, you pose as God and you're not even close to God. I wish some of you would call Him what He is. He's a lying, thieving hypocrite, telling you don't need God, telling you don't need to pray, telling you don't need to fast, telling you don't need to love one another, telling you that's not important. I'm here to tell you are valuable and you are important, and I'm telling you that you owe it to yourself to go ahead and fess up. I am a creation of the Almighty. He made me special. He made me wonderful. He made me glorious. He made me like He made nobody else. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that have come to try you. Your value is proven in the darkest moments. Those difficulties. It's nobody. You look around and the enemy tries to put it in your brain and say, well, nobody else having to go through this. God must not love you. God's not going to die for you and then tell you He don't love you.
Right.
I wish you'd tell your neighbor. You're not going to tell me. Tell your neighbor. That's good stuff. Thank you. I'm here to tell you, God is not going to tell you or put you through a trial that don't make you look better than you were before you got into it. Your value is proven. All appliances or things are proven worthy of being in our home because you use them. Some of you have already thrown away stuff that you bought and thought you'd use and never did. It lost its value. It wasn't as valuable as you thought. When God sees you have no valuable, He's got a trash pile. When He sees you're so valuable, heaven will be better. He also will take you then. So don't let the devil tell you that because somebody died that they were on the trash pile. There's many that God takes on home because He has something greater in store for us as we go through that trial. God and His kingdom powers are designed for your difficulties and trials. What good is it to have all power in heaven and earth if you don't have a place to use it? I mean, it's like having a big bank account and nothing to buy. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O Lord. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is that possible? Do we know without a question that is totally possible? Let this mind be in you which was in Christ. What could you do if the mind of Christ was operating in your life? I assure you tonight that you are valuable enough that you have a hookup place somewhere in your mind, your heart, and your hands that mind could operate in your body. I assure you, God is not about religion. He's about salvation. And that from everything. God is all about your value. He said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. He said you were made in His likeness. In the likeness of God created He them, male and female. Your position, male or female, is both unique to the character that birthed you and gave you your first breath. And it's going to be there when you take your last one. I'm telling you, we ought to praise Him like just wonderful right now. Thank you, Jesus. Making something valuable. No, you didn't make me look like I would have preferred to look, but you made me like you wanted me to look. Because I have my own value. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Now, you are under attack for one reason. Number one, God loves you. And the devil don't want God to have what God wants. He wants you in His kingdom. He wants you in His heaven. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, not y'all, you. He has been individualistic from the start of your first day on earth. He gave you breath. He gave you caretakers. He has had angels watching you. You are uniquely designed. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't you let the devil tell you one more day you weren't intended to be a man or a lady that can't have the mind of Christ. You can have the mind of Christ. He said, seek me and I shall be found of you. Somebody say, seek me and I shall be found of you. All you got to do is seek Him. All you got to do is receive Him. All you got to do is pray to Him. All you got to do is humble yourself before the Lord. Obey Him. And I'm telling you, you're not so far away as you think. The devil would like to point out what you don't know. But I'm here to tell you what you do know is all you need to know to get the next step. All you need to know right now is what you already know. And that is, He loves me. He died for me. He's coming back for me, and I'm going to fill in the rest of the blanks. I'm not going to sit around like a stool pigeon. I am going to be up and about the Master's business. I am not going to wait on everybody to bring it to me. I'm going after it. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to seek the face of God more. I'm going to worship more because I want His favor.
The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy anything that has God potential. If he stops fooling with you, that's when you ought to worry. When you pose no threat
to hell. That's when you ought to call me and say, Pastor, I can't feel anything. Haven't heard from God in months. Haven't heard from God, and the devil is no longer bothering. I feel like I don't even need church. I feel like I don't even need preaching. I feel like I don't even need a prayer meeting. I feel like I don't even need to weep over the lost. That's when you ought to worry. Don't worry anytime that you feel like there's a need, because that you still got your sensitivity. But when you get past feeling, that's when it's dangerous territory. You could be shoved over the side and nobody even notice it. Could we pray for our world right now? Make me everything I'm supposed to be. Don't you quit working on me. I'm not through growing. I'm not through learning. I'm not through being motivated. I'm not through praying. I'm not through learning the word. I am a hungry, desperate man. Our city needs us like they've never needed us. We're valuable. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. One reason that you're going to overcome is you have enough desire to be here. You have enough desire to do a little bit. That's all it takes sometimes to get you right on up to where you need to be. You have a hunger for the best. You have something down inside you that God planted that wants to know more. I'm here to tell you, He's going to feed you the more. Just eat what's on the table today, and I promise you, you'll get the more tomorrow. You'll get the more next week. You'll get the more next month. Just get what's available now, and it'll strengthen you enough to get to the place. The Creator, the blood, the Spirit, the resurrection is for you. All work from thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I am loved. I wish you'd whisper that to yourself. If nobody else loves me, God does. And that's all I need, because nobody here can help me be what I need to be, but God can help me be what I need to be. Something's going on, Brother Jim. Where are you? Hello. God is calling, Brother Jim. Brother Chad, run out there and see. Or Brother Lynn, why don't you run out there and see if you can. Oh, you see me? Oh, you just hid. Okay, you got it? That what? Now, we'll just move it down another slide, if you can. That Brother Jim's awesome, isn't he? Well, fortunately, I don't depend on the computer only. All right. Psalms 18 and 48. You got it? Oh, super. He delivereth me. Somebody say, He delivereth me. I want you to know that salvation is not religion. I think you saw that a minute ago. I didn't cover it. But salvation is not religion. I am so sad that the deceivers are able to cause people to become religious. Salvation is deliverance. Jesus is our deliverer. He is our salvation. That means no matter what you get yourself into, or no matter what people get you into, He can get you out. Does that help? He is our deliverer. Look at this. All the way back in Psalms, He delivereth me from what? Mine enemies. Spirits. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the. Therefore
will I give thanks. Not because the music's moving. Not because everybody's singing what I want them to sing. I'm just a worshiper. I am a worshiper because He delivered me from my history. He delivered me from hopelessness. He delivered me from thinking I was not loved. He delivered me, and He delivers me many, many times over from some of those same old things. I am so pitiful, I can get pretty down on myself, and He'll have to come with a tow truck and get me up. But thanks be unto God who delivereth us. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Revelations 5, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people and nation. Hast made us unto our God what? What? Kings and priests. You've got the unique privilege of doing the priesthood thing, of bringing before the altar of heaven a sacrifice of praise. That's a priestly thing. The priestly thing is the man that can bring God to man and man to God. That's what the priest did. The work of the priesthood is not some elementary thing that you're just called, oh, we're kings and priests. No. Kings have spiritual authority. They can command demons. They get rid of thoughts. The priest, hallelujah, brings a sacrifice and says, okay, here it is. This man didn't do best, but now he's put a sacrifice out there, and all of a sudden the sacrifice is consumed by what? The Shekinah glory. That glory that reveals, that glory that delivers, that glory that empowers. Let me tell you something, this is no small deal. It's the highest level of intelligence you're ever going to find anywhere. We are made kings and priests, spiritual authority and power. The church, the body of Christ. The body can be whole. And one little thing, a corn, a cut, an action, can disrupt the flow of victory. Have you ever had a hurt little finger? Anybody in the house? Look, there's one wrapped up. Got a present back there. Hold it up, Sister Jessie. You see, when you get a little hurt feeling, it can disrupt every activity. You need a healing, and God's going to do it. But I want to tell you that much of it is more of the invisible stuff, that hurt feeling. How can you have hurt feelings when your flesh is dead? There's a reason He said you've got to crucify the flesh every day. Man, there's all kind of weird junk going on out there. You live with hurt feelings. Hurt feelings cause you not to hear God. Hurt feelings cause you not to hear love. Hurt feelings cause all kind of queer things. I'm talking to somebody. I'm trying to teach my best tonight. I'm telling you, I hate that thief. The one that's been robbing some of you of some of the greatest adventure, the some of the greatest moments, the some of the greatest endeavors. I'm telling you, the church can't be stopped by hell. The church can't be stopped by demons. The church can't be stopped. The only way the church can be stopped is just quit following Him. You are the light of the world. Jesus said that. Whatever we project into our world, we live in. If I want to live in a sad world, I talk about sad stuff. If I want to live in a joyful world, I talk about joyful stuff. Out of the tongue . Oh, what a great fire that little baby can kindle. If I want to live in victory, I talk about victory. I saw a lady last night. She's been living for months. She tried to get me tired of telling me some sad story that happened. I looked at that lady and I said, let me tell you something. You quit talking about that. You talk about what's alive. That's dead. That's gone. They're out of here. What you've got left is something alive. If you want to live in victory, start talking about victory. If you want to live in love, start talking about love. Out of the mouth, out of the mouth, out of the mouth. We produce our future. It is the law of sowing and reaping. If you sow a bunch of garbage and talk about how bad everything is, you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel bad. You're not going to have much of a testimony. You're too valuable for all that garbage to be hanging around in your teeth. Get you a toothpick. I'm a good one. Just tell me, my pastor confessed last night he's a toothpick. He's picking all the junk out of me. Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. You poor people with all your problems, you've done it unto him. He's the healer of broken hearts.
Yes.
Get it open. God, my heart's broken. I need a healing. God, I'm going to love my neighbor. I need a healing. I'm going to love my enemies. I need a healing. I'm going to pray for those that despitefully use me. I need a healing. I'm not waiting on somebody to just get so sympathy. We all get down in the gutter and say, oh, poor little thing. Well, what are you doing down there? Well, I had to get down here to comfort her. What? You don't comfort people by getting in the hospital with them. Getting in another bed. You comfort people by telling them, you're in here today, but you're going to be getting out of this thing. You're not living down and out. You're not living underprivileged. You're too valuable. The blood says you're going to get a healing. The name says you're going to get a healing. The spirit says you're going to get a healing. The word says you're going to get a healing. You're coming out. Are we confident that we have put our trust in him? I wrote that in there because I want us to stop right here. And I want us to put it in him. God, I give you the rest of my life right now. I give you the rest of my life tonight in this Bible study. I give you the rest of my life because I have no ability beyond my flesh. Hallelujah. There is a divine revival breaking loose in some people right now. I am here tonight to reassure you. You can't trust people, but you can trust him. And when you're trusting him, you can help people. Because then you're not dependent on your strength. You've got a source. I trust in you because my kids need me. I trust in you because my husband needs me. I trust in you because my wife needs me. I trust in you because the people on my job need you. I trust in you because my dad needs you. You have only the level of strength that's coming into you from this hand to extend this other hand. As a man thinketh in his heart, I am here to assure you tonight, you know enough now. Don't let the devil steal what you do know because of what you don't know. I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against the day of the Lord. I know he's coming back because he came. He promised he'd come. He got here. Why would I doubt him coming back? I want to be ready. He said, be you ready because I'm coming in an hour when you think not. Study to show thyself approved of God. It's not to show everybody else what a Christian you are. It's to show yourself approved. You can prove your relationship with God by how much power you're experiencing on this earth. God don't approve of arguments. A lot of people study so they can argue good. Like, hey, you devil.
tow truck big enough to get them out, don't tell them where they are.
That's good. That's good.
Hello? The only time you hear Jesus say that, he said, ye are of your father, the devil. And he was standing there ready to get them out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that he's here tonight to let you know how valuable you are, how important you are. Don't you let the devil discredit one more day of your life. You are valuable, or you would not even be here. You would not have one desire to show up at the house of God on a night like this, but your value brought you here. And God said, if you're going to come, I'm going to come, because you're not going to outdo me. I'm the Lord and I change not. If you call on me, I will hear you. If you call on me, I will supply your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking to somebody tonight in this Bible study that God wants you to know you are valuable beyond words. You are important. Now, sure, I'm here to tell you that we're about to shake this old world, because the gates of hell are not going to stop it. The church is coming through. If one man, by one man, sin entered into the world, and by one man, salvation entered into the world, don't you ever doubt it. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And when God's there, hell can't do anything. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Quit waiting on the crowd to go ahead and show your value. Study to show yourself approved of God. God's not going to try to even correct you. He only chastises whom he loves. Not going to correct your waywardness just to make you hurt. Never has been. If that were true, on the day they were carrying him to the cross, he would have got him his own whip. He is not in for that kind of stuff. He only chastises whom he loves. He and his angels are in the stands. If you could see, somebody say approved of God. If you could see him and his angels tomorrow, while you're out there in the marketplace, Bible said the eyes of the Lord are watching everywhere to find those that have approved themselves. Well, I'm going through a trial. Surely I did. I mean, I can cuss a little when I'm in a trial, huh? I mean, I may not be able to say all those words, but I can get my own Pentecostal cuss words like cotton picking. You can feel any words you want to with any spirit you want to. Just because you don't use the words that we have been taught, you know, in life not to use because they're not so pure, pretty, and all. They associate with such other things. But that doesn't mean you can't damn somebody by your looks. That don't make anybody feel bad. Acts 1:8. Shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. Make somebody feel important. If they're breathing, they're God's candidate.
Right.
Am I doing any good at all?
Right.
He and his angels are in the stands. The angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him. If you believe in God, you got to believe his angels are all lined up tomorrow. When you get out of the bed and you get out there in the workforce, there's angels all around you. And the Lord's eyes, all seven of them, are looking down to see. And they're generating more ability than the 107 million cells in each one of your eyeballs. So don't get too crossed up about him having seven eyes. He's not a weirdo. He has seven places that enter that the problems of life and the enemy of life and all of that are scrutinized through. That's all
that means. I'm telling you, he is watching all over, and the angels are watching. And all of a sudden, one of his kids gets in a vine, and he said, I need about 20,000 angels right quick. Get down there and put some new thoughts in their mind. You angels of the Lord, get down there and tell them everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. The blood says it's going to be all right. The name says it's going to be all right. The word says it's going to be all right. The spirit says it's going to be all right. We are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up. And I'm not going to let you. I'm going to keep hanging on. I'm going to preach. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm not letting the thief get your future. Not on your life. You're going to have to want to get away from it. No dad or friend is more faithful to what you're about to win. Your dad's pretty faithful to try to be careful. You're pretty faithful. But there's not anybody that's in attendance more 100% than the Lord. His eyes rove to and fro. Just looking for one of his kids. God! What? I got a little demon that's lying to me. Oh, nothing to it. Love him. What? Yeah. That's the way you get over that one. Oh, no, no. The way down here we do it on earth, we kill them. I promise you, he'll deliver if you let him. But his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He don't do life like we do life. You can't have God and the world too. That's why I said come out from among them. We don't treat people like they treat us. We treat them like we want them to treat us. We are the initiators. We're the ones that's got the blood, the name, and the glory. We understand how valuable we are. We understand what power's working for us. The life I now live, I no longer live after the flesh. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are his. Some of you didn't hear it, and so I want to tell it to you again. It's been 20-something years ago. Standing right out here is when the Lord shared that with me. I was playing croquet with Brother Bo Baker and Brother Mike Ellis, and off the loop comes two rough-looking characters. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is the second time since Dad died that I've got out here and even played croquet. And I got to deal with bums. I know y'all don't ever think I think that way, but I did. And this is again why I love the Holy Ghost. I'm too valuable for that kind of thinking. I'm too important for that kind of thinking. And the way I know it, because God didn't have to do it. But he whispered in my ear. He said, the angels, beware. When you entertain strangers, lest you entertain angels unaware. And I said, God, no problem. I've seen these around town. They're not. That's what I said. This ain't preaching stuff. That's what I said. And as immediately as I said that, he whispered in my ear again. He said, I said, beware when you entertain strangers, lest you entertain angels unaware. For the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that love him and fears him and delivers them.
My eyes like a cross. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. Because all of a sudden, he gave me that understanding in split seconds. And said, you don't understand. Those angels lived in heaven. They're delivering spirits. And they know how I live. And they know I forgive before people ask me.
And they understand love, and they understand who to deliver, because people that act like me are the ones they deliver. Beware when you entertain strangers, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these. God and the angels are in the stands watching to see how you're going to behave, to know who to deliver. Because he's not interested in delivering people that don't love him. He's not interested in delivering people that are not aware of their value. He is going to call them to their value. But at that point, it's only by the grace of God that occasionally the goodness of the Lord leads people to repent. And every now and then he'll look down and say, look, go ahead and get them out of that mess, and we'll give them another shot at it. The reason you ever get out before you start serving God is because God's trying to save you. But when you've had him and you turn back to sin, the Bible talks about turning back to the beggarly elements. We've already covered that. I wish you'd tell your neighbor, you are the objective. Quit waiting on somebody else to respond before you respond. We are notorious for following weirdos. It's not weird to serve the one who made heaven and earth. It may be weird to those who live in darkness, but those of us that have had our eyes open, that's weird to lie and think that's going to get you out of the mess. It's weird to curse your neighbor and think that's going to get you out of a mess. It's right in the eyes of the Lord to do good to all men as much as lieth within you. What time is it? Don't say quit. He doesn't want his kingdom people to lack for anything. Do you really believe that? He doesn't want his people lacking for anything. Bible says it this way, no good thing will he withhold from them that love him. Saying you love him don't mean you do. I'll show you my faith by my works. Saying a bunch of stuff is what the world's doing. His kingdom is reputed for its righteousness, peace, and joy. The reputation of his kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's the reputation of God's kingdom. And the value of your life is so valuable. He's calling somebody tonight to make a renewed commitment. I will not walk back out of that kingdom. I will not for one day walk back out there and do my own thing. And if I happen to slip and fall and start trusting in flesh, I will repent quickly whilst I'm in the way. Because the Bible says repent quickly whilst thou art in the way. Once you notice that you're trying to depend on flesh and you're disappointed because God don't hear you, I promise you the devil's already lying to you right there, because the Bible said he hears every prayer. He will not suffer his foot. You're going to love this one. He will not suffer his foot to be removed. Guess what the Bible said? The earth is his footstool. He said, I got my foot right down there with you. I want you to know I'm planted in your world. All I got to do, when you got your foot somewhere, you can reach down to wherever your foot is. And you got strength of the leg, of the muscle. You have got strength. He will not suffer his foot to be removed. The earth is his footstool. Heaven is his throne. That's where the order comes from. But he reaches down to where his feet are. And we gather at his feet to pray. His foot bruised the head of the serpent. He's already got your problem underfoot. I don't want to make so much noise about that.
have made up my mind he's not going to have you unless you want to have him. I am going to fight the thief who tries so desperately by so many devious means. That preacher, he's just always loud. And they turn the radio up so loud they can't even hear their kids in the back room. They turn up the thoughts in their minds so loud they can't even hear the voice of the Messiah. Father, we're in this Bible study tonight because we chose to be. And I am trying to wake up every area of our life so the enemy don't have one corner to hide in. So he can't come out in the middle of our nighttime, the middle of our storm. I am trying to put light in every area, every corner of the mind, of the heart, of the life. I am so in love with this people. And I am so in love with you. Let's just praise him right now. Hallelujah. Hila boho sanda. If you're in the Holy Ghost, why don't you just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. God, we are going to terrorize the terrorist. We are going to terrorize the terrorist. Those spirits that have been putting fear in our kids. Those spirits that have been putting fear in our brothers and sisters. Those spirits that are lying demons. We're coming out of here tonight aware that you're watching from the grandstand and that you're watching everything we do that looks like you and how we're by faith honoring you by our obedience. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Some of you might as well go ahead and get ready. I'm telling you, you've already shown him enough of love and obedience. You're going to have angels absolutely bringing fresh thoughts. You might as well get ready to get rid of some of that old junk thoughts. Because I'm here to tell you, the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivereth them from them all. You're fixing to get some brand new thoughts. Receive them when they get there. Receive them. Forgive and love and care and pray for, because I'm here to tell you, you're on your way to more. You are too valuable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's only about 7 or 8 more frames, and we'll try to catch those next year. I love you. I care. I hope you know that the reason I pour myself out so hard is I care about where you wind up, not just saved going to heaven. I'm telling you, you are to be Christ. You are to be the Christ. He said, I'm the light. You're going to be the light. How do you get away from it? You are the Christ right now. Shake hands. Be friendly. Make some of them think you love them. I love you. Thank you for being here. You didn't have to be. I am very aware of that.